Good morning, Wednesday. Right, we are back. We survived week one. Good morning to those that have jumped on. Already seeing a few. Morning, Kevin. Good evening. Where are you tuning in from? Florida. There we go. Welcome. Thanks for jumping on your evening. You guys jumped on. Morning, Gemma. Good to see you again, team. And Bunty as well. Always good to see you. Good stuff, team. As we know, guys, Wednesday morning, Wealth Coffee Chats, all things property management. I'm going to give everyone another 30 seconds or so to jump on with us, but we're going to sort of head into it today and talk about, you know, perhaps what we learned from a few things last Wednesday and I guess talk about some more information around vacancy rates and what rents might continue to do. We had a special guest on Monday Mentoring recently. This week, actually, and from Samir Chopra, head of research over at CBRE, and there were some interesting things I sort of picked up on myself and thought I'd just add on to that this morning. So a few others have jumped on. So morning, Luke. Morning, Brad. Good to see you. Good stuff, team. So, look, hope you're all well. Obviously, there's a few tuning in this morning. And, yeah, look, from last Wednesday, team, we spoke about a bit of a market update, right? We spoke about the national vacancy rates, what they were doing. We looked at some rental growth over the past 12 months in particular and had a bit of a conversation around that. And, you know, I feel like we walked away with a few tips and tricks and sort of things we can action and execute with our property management team to ensure that in 2024 we're getting our rents up to sort of where they need to be. So today I thought I'd carry on with that and maybe have a conversation with you guys this morning. I hope you got your coffee with you as well as I do. In relation to how can you, as the investor, participate in the rent market growth that is right in front of us at this point in time. Seen a lot of chatter, even over the last 24 hours in the group about, you know, certain recommendations around what is a sufficient or what is a realistic rental review amount suggested from our property management team to our investors and what, as investors ourselves, how we might perceive that. And, you know, for those that don't know me, I'm in your shoes as well, learning a thing or two. So, yeah, look, if you haven't seen me around, obviously, yeah, it's been super exciting. So how do we participate in Rentmark Growth Team? How do we do this? Basically, what I've learned over the past few years listening to team, coaches, advisors, market information, there's three phases to your investment journey, right? The first one, is the acquisition period, right? We're going out there, we set some strategies, we meet with our coaches, we set a plan, we go and purchase some property, right? That's kind of the first thing. What I wanted to ask you guys, what's the next phase of your investment journey? So you've bought some property. What do we like to call it here at the Six Star Team? Does anyone want to pop that in the chat for me? We go through the acquisition phase of our investment journey. And then we head over to the consolidation period, right? And then third phase is lifestyle legacy, right? Trying to hit our target. So the consolidation period, I think, of your investment journey, right, could be 10, 15, 20 years in some cases, right, of what we set out to do. And, yeah, Luke's got it there, consolidation. Nice work. G'day, Jeff. See you coming in here. Where are you tuning in from today, Jeff? Goldie. He's on the Goldie. Good stuff, Jeff. And through the consolidation period, guys, when we're talking 10, 15, 20 plus years, what I find 12, 13 years in this industry is a lot of people don't make it. And there's a variety of reasons of why, you know, in people succeed and why they don't. And particularly with the consolidation period, it's really, really important to understand who that person on your team is spending the most amount of time with your property, right, with your investment. Okay, and for most of us, that's our number one asset that we'll, an investment we'll make in our lives. So can anyone tell me in the chat, through your consolidation period, through your holding phase of your investment journey, who's the number one person on your team that is your eyes and ears to help you hold that property throughout that investment journey? Who would that be, team? Help me out and pop that in the chat for me. Who's that number one person on your team that spends the most amount of time with you on that property? I can see a few. Bradley's got it there. Sorry, team, I'm trying to click a few buttons here and get it up on the screen. Bradley's nailed it there. Chris as well. And Jeff, fantastic team. Right. Your property management team, are the ones doing the routine inspections. They're your eyes and your ears. They're there through the leasing process. And so they can have a significant influence and towards whether this investment is successful or not, right? In particular, today we're talking about what rents might do in 2024. And so I had a recent conversation with a client and they were facing some challenges through this period, particularly rents in this case. We conducted a rent review, and what we found in comparison to the marketplace was that it was on about $100 under-rented in comparison to market value, right? Now, you look at $100 a week, you know, it's around just over $5,000 per year in gross revenue, not earned, team, not earned, $5,000. And if we're talking 10, 15 years through the consolidation period, it's a long time to be partnered with a bad property management team. Would anyone else agree? It's a long time. $5,000 per year. You guys can do the math. 10 years, $50,000, potentially another deposit, right? And all the other things that come with it, the maintenance, the vacancy, loss of revenue, things like that. And so through this, I thought to myself, well, look, there's a bit of chat at the moment. Vacancy rates are super low. We heard from Samir Chopra, our head of research from CBRE on Monday night, who gave us some more stats that I wrote down to share with you guys if you happen to miss that session. And by 2023, we've got another 4 million people coming into the country, right? Another 4 million people. And certainly what was presented was that there's not enough supply for what it is today in terms of population as opposed to what it might be in 2033, I should say. And, you know, the analysis and I guess the feedback was, you know, vacancy rates are going to tighten further. We're already seeing it now. I think from January to the month of February this year already for Q1, we've seen the vacancy rates drop 0.1 nationally, right? So from 1.1 to 1. And when we look at some vacancy rates last week, team, if you remember, places and marketplaces like Perth and Adelaide in particular around the 0.4%, 0.5%. And so, you know, what we know to be true by 2028 is that the median rents will increase around $155 a week, right? So the $700 a week two-bedroom apartment right now in Melbourne, up around that $855 mark by 2028. Pretty crazy, team, pretty crazy. But the number one person in your team that can have a significant influence as to how quick us as the investor get there is your property manager, right? Is your property manager. So with that sort of said, I wanted to share some data here quickly, and hopefully I've shared my screen. Click me, give me a thumbs up in the chat, team, if you can see the 2024 dwelling rents forecast. I hope you can. Everyone's, yeah, I've got a thumbs up from Warren in the background, so good stuff. Thank you, Warren. Always going to make sure this tech is on point. But what you can see here, team, you know, of what happened in 2023 and obviously some forecasts by some pretty leading economists for 2024 in terms of rent growth, you can sort of see 7 to 10% on average around the country in the capital cities, which is quite significant. You know, marketplaces like Perth, they're leading the way, right? 12 to 15%, team. Now, is the market rent going to just get it there on its own? Potentially. But how do you match the market and how do you beat it? Right? How do you beat it? And what's important and critical to beat the market is who you have on your team, conducting that rent review and negotiating, obviously, you know, with the tenants in that sense. So I think you guys will all agree most of the capital cities here, you can see on your screen that there's sort of some healthy figures, I suppose, you know, upwards of 10, 15% of rent growth coming in 2024. And certainly from the example I just provided before, we certainly don't want to be in a position where anyone is, you know, $50, $100 behind the market, missing out on $5,000 a year in revenue. Obviously not ideal, team. So I wanted to share that this morning, just try and paint a really, really clear picture on where that sort of sits. What I wanted to try and gather from you guys today and help you build out, I get this question asked a lot. So if we know population's growing, if we know vacancy rates are going to tighten further, and we know particularly in 2024 we're going to see some rent growth in most marketplaces, and we understand that the number one person on your team right now who's your eyes and ears on the ground dealing with your tenant, managing the property, maintaining your wealth, keeping you safe, is your property management team, right? And I get asked a lot, you know, how do I find these people? What does a good property manager look like? What sort of traits do they have? So I thought I'll throw it out to you guys. What sort of traits would a good property manager have, and how would we sort of identify it? Throw it in the team, in the chat team. So, you know, because for me, and I'll kick this off, you know, having someone who's experienced and having ongoing training, right, getting educated, super important. They got to know the market. They got to know where the vacancy rate sits. They got to know the type of tenant demographic and profile in there to push your rents to market value, if not succeed that by 5%, 10%+, because that's what we're seeing today from the good property managers. What else do we think, team? What else is another trait of a good property manager? Yeah, Brad, it's certainly a challenge in the industry, right? Team turnover. You know, it's an industry challenge. There's probably a variety of reasons. I might have to do another Wealth Coffee chat on that topic. Maybe we'll build that out. What's this one here from Gemma? Good communication skills. Well, been educating on the platforms to give you the best information. You know, team, I think as property managers, our number one job is to give our clients, you know, really good information so us as investors can make really good decision. Alison, I agree. I'm a fan of quick communication as well. And making sure it's nice and clear and concise communication. I think, team, you know, in this marketplace, when we understand what's happening as what we just spoke about this morning and getting rents up, being a good negotiator, right? How does your property manager negotiate? Can they show that to you? What does that look like? These are some of the traits, you know, we want to look for. Obviously, being resilient, being organized, all these sorts of things help us build a framework around what a good property manager might look like for us on our 6-star team. So today, team, wanted to sort of, I guess, carry on with Samir Chopra's statistics and data that he shared for you guys on Monday night. If you haven't seen it, check in with your team. Jump on and watch that replay because it was one certainly not to miss in terms of where the market's heading. But, you know, from what we spoke about last week here on Wealth Coffee Chats with property management, talking about the marketplace, looking at where the market's going, I suppose, and what we're going to do about it as investors. And to the point of some of the conversation in the chat groups over the last 24, 48 hours was, you know, us as investors, we need to take control. Right, we need to take control. We need to take action to make sure that we are generating maximum revenue. Right, so team, we know vacancy rates are going to tighten. Right, there's very, very clear evidence around that. With low supply coming, more population into certain marketplaces. I think Jason spoke about on Monday, or maybe it was yesterday, to my memory, about a shortfall in student accommodation, students returning. That's very well happening, particularly here in Melbourne that we're seeing. And the number one person in your team right now that can help maximise your revenue, keep you safe and make you wealthy is your property management team. And hopefully today you've got a few sort of things to help you identify the traits in those good property managers to make sure you're maximizing that. So as we said, through the consolidation period, team, 10, 15, 20 years for some of us, it's a long time to be partnered with a not so good property management team, right? So I think a lot of you guys will agree with me on that. So I hope that has helped. We're going to keep building on this as we go weekly through our property management chats. Looking forward to it. If there's any questions, team, pop that in the chat for me. always want to give you guys some content, some insight to things that are relevant for you guys and what you want to know, you know, in the back end here of property management. So I might pause it there, team. Like we said, property management team, the number one guys right now we can call to go and maximize our rents, team. So that's it for me. For Wealth Coffee Chats, done and dusted on a Wednesday. Grab a coffee, enjoy. Happy Wednesday. It's all about keeping you safe, making you wealthy, team. Bye for now.